Hey, it's Tony and Melissa. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast.
Here are some of the best parts from today's show. Hope you'll subscribe, share, and like us. Governor, thank you for being with us. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Melissa. Hi, Tony.
Hello, sir. How are you? Always a pleasure to have you here. Let's get right to it. Not much time. Half of the Democrat majority in the Senate believe you are opening phase one too fast. We are about five days away from the May 20th opening. Do you believe that we're on track safely?
We're on track safely. Look, some of the restaurants wanted to open up yesterday. Some of the folks in the state Senate want to put it off indefinitely. I think we have a clear set of metrics. We're hitting all of our testing. Our hospitalization rates have gone down consistently for 3 weeks now. Just saw the jobless numbers come out again yesterday. Now is the time for us to cautiously start reopening the economy. That's just outdoor dining, outdoor only. Some Main Street retail, proper of social distancing is going to be imperative if we keep this going.
It just made me think, actually, when you were talking about testing, this was something I meant to ask you, Governor. Do you anticipate students being tested weekly when they go back to school or even having like thermometers at the front door every day? Are there any new updates when it comes to public schools in September?
I think certainly for colleges and in particular those living in residence halls, I think we will require that they be tested before they go back. That's obviously much more intense in terms of the living experience.
Mm-hmm.
But for fifth graders and the such, we'll have to think about it. But we did acquire 100,000 thermometers. So that may be one way, a little less intrusive, to make sure that young people get tested on their way back to school, not to mention a summer camp.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, last week you had launched the new Microsoft programming for contact tracing, and we're a week later. So what is the latest on that? Are we finding that we're taking advantage of it, and are people participating in contact tracing? I know that was a concern.
Yeah, we've got about 350 people now tracking people who tested positive, giving them a call. First of all, we send them a text, say, look, if you're willing to say fill out this online form. Tell us who you've been in contact with. Is it okay if we notify them that you may be at risk because you're in contact with somebody who tested positive? Many people prefer that they get a phone call. That's more familiar for them. So we've got the people making those calls as well. It's totally voluntary, but if everybody participates, we'll really be able to slow the spread in a dramatic way.
Is the new How We Feel app still being used?
The good news is it is. I think we're way above 60,000 people. They track that on a daily basis. It gives us some very top-line indications if you see, coughs or fevers in different parts of the state. Gives us an idea of are people still wearing the mask and showing the protocol. And so far, we're in pretty good shape there. And, Tony, we also have, tens of thousands of these smart thermometers we're getting out into the field now. And what they do is you take your temperature in the morning, it Bluetooths to your iPhone, goes up to the cloud, and there we actually have a heat map. And you can see where fevers might be around the state and see if there are any flare-ups as we cautiously reopen.
That's pretty cool. I like that. That's really interesting. Well, you decided last week that nail salons opening May 20th, it didn't seem like it made sense for phase one, which I think was a good call. Now, are they going to be added to phase two? And also, I guess, what were the big issues that you saw with nail salons that was different than hair and barber shops? Because I find that they're both kind of indoors. You're both very close contact with people. So what was the big difference that nail salons couldn't open, but the hair and barbershops could, and will nail salons be added to phase two?
Certainly, the consumers felt a lot more urgency. They felt like hair and barber were probably a little more essential in terms of their needs. And the nail salon folks, we had a plan. They could reopen if they had the plastic shield between the customer and the stylist. And the plastic shield was cumbersome. It was expensive. And most of the salon operators just said, give us a month. And so that was or more. So that was where we ended on that. And we're very cautious with the salon operators. I was on with a lot of the stylists. I think it's going to be slow. I think they will slowly reopen on a very abbreviated schedule, maybe one or two chairs, see how it goes over the next few weeks.
So will nail salons be added to phase two, do you think, or it's kind of too soon to tell?
It's a little too soon to tell, but I think if things work out well with the hair and barber, then I think we take a second look for nail salons.
We're talking with Governor Ned Lamont. He is here this morning answering some questions pertaining to COVID-19. Now, and this applies to a lot of businesses, but I was reading someplace where there was one, she was a barber and a hairstylist and all of this, and her place, she doesn't own her place, but her place is getting ready to open. She doesn't feel comfortable about going back to work. What would you say to those folks?
Well, don't open, first of all. If you don't feel comfortable going back to work, you know, hold off until you feel comfortable or until most of your employees feel comfortable. If you want to open on a, an abbreviated basis, do that. But if you have any of your stylists who don't feel comfortable going back, tell them to hold off. Tell them they can keep collecting unemployment, but make sure they know that they've got a job as things slowly start ramping up in a couple of months for them.
So we have a couple of listener questions for you. I wanted to actually talk about Kathy's question. I think she has a really interesting point because we were just talking about people not feeling comfortable going back to work, Governor. And her worry is age discrimination. She is in that 60-plus population. And even though you have made it very, very clear that you don't want people 60 plus to go back to work if they can, if that's possible, it doesn't mean that all workplaces are going to comply with that. She's wondering if places can use COVID risk as a reason not to hire people or to lay people off.
No, that doesn't resonate with me. But I have said people over the age of 65, those that have a pre-existing condition, stay home. If your employer doesn't keep paying you, then you can collect unemployment. You know, only go in if you're in a very separate area where you know you can be safe. But I strongly discourage it. This is my age group. That's the most vulnerable, dangerous population. Stay home.
And also, sir, Jackie wrote on Facebook that she has a disabled brother who's on Social Security disability and SSI and has not received the $1,200 stimulus. Does he not qualify?
No. Everybody that filed income tax automatically qualified. And those that didn't file income tax last year had to fill out a special form in order to get in the queue to get that federal money in. And you can call DRS, and they'll give you all the information you need, Department of Revenue Services.
Okay, perfect. And we did just get one last question in for you. I think it's more of a technicality question, Governor. Somebody just wrote in asking if you could repeat the HTTPS, the website for contact tracing. I guess they want to be able to get involved with that, even though they had already been tested. I guess this was before contact tracing was put into place. They would like to get involved with this.
Well, Melissa, I'm afraid I don't have that on the top of my head, but generally 211. Phone number and website can get you all that information. I think 211/contact tracing gets you that.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Governor Lamont, we thank you so much for taking a few minutes this morning. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right. With us here this morning, Congressman Jim Himes. Sir, it's a pleasure to have you here this morning. We are about 5 days away from reopening here in Connecticut. Do you have any hesitations with phase one coming up? Anything at all that's bothering you?
No, I personally don't. And the reason I don't is because, you know, I do think that Governor Lamont and the state has been pretty careful. This is a very phased reopening. I mean, you know the story with restaurants, right? You'll be able to, you can sit outside, and if the tables are separate, and if you have disposable silverware, that kind of stuff. But the other thing is, look, at the end of the day, we each retain control. So if you're not comfortable going to a restaurant, you know, you don't have to, obviously. You know, you can put off going to the barber if you want to. So, you know, people maintain a substantial amount of control. And I think the key at the end of the day is going to be, do we continue to do smart things? You know, are we going to go to the grocery store wearing a mask? Are we going to go if we take advantage of an outdoor restaurant and be very careful about not getting too close to people, that kind of thing? So, no, I'm generally pleased. Look, I'm not an expert, so I can't tell you exactly what a barbershop should look like. Mm-hmm. But I do know that Governor Lamont is relying on people who really understand how the virus spreads. And, you know, hopefully we'll start to see people go back to work in a way that that doesn't interfere with the, you know, slightly better numbers that we're seeing in terms of hospital admissions and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think I agree with you, Congressman, that I think it's going to come down to how society handles, you know, social distancing and being responsible and wearing a mask. I don't think it's going to be the employers that are the issues or the businesses. I think that they're taking every precaution necessary. It's going to be us, the consumers. Are we going to be responsible and are we going to mess this up? I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
11 members of the Democratic majority in the Senate, however, did think that Governor Lamont is moving too fast. A lot of the reason they said that is because they don't think we're doing enough testing here in Connecticut. I know obviously you are not a doctor, but you've given us really great insight before about, you know, where we're at with testing needs, not just here in Connecticut, but what we're seeing from a national standpoint. What is the latest on testing needs? Are we, you know, are we good with supplies, the supply chain and everything? And are we able to start having, you know, thousands of people tested every single day? Because I think we're going to get to a point where businesses are testing their employees every week, or if not every day.
Yeah, that's right, Melissa. And, you know, that is generally a good story of testing being much more available now than it was a month ago and certainly 2 months ago. But no, we're still not quite where we need to be in terms of the ability. As you said, I mean, you know, particularly if you run a barbershop and you've got five employees, it would be really nice to be able to test those employees on a fairly regular basis. Because, as you know, you can have this thing and be, as the scientists say, asymptomatic, not show symptoms. You'd really like to be able to catch people who have the disease but don't know it. You know, it's been very, very frustrating because it has taken a very long time for the tests to be generally available. We're still not there yet. But, you know, every week new testing sites come online. You know, we address the shortage. I was talking to a community health center that that didn't have enough swabs. So, yeah, we're still not where we need to be, but we're making some progress.
Governor Heim, Governor, oh my gosh!
don't make me do that job,
Congressman Himes. We have run out of time. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much. Be safe.